This is number 6 of our Sahaja Yoga programs. Like last time, we will be talking about the spirit. It's an unending topic. When we are one with the spirit, which true meditation brings about, we gain many qualities of the spirit: compassion, health, innocence, courage, dedication, wisdom in the sense of true instinctive knowledge, a clearer understanding of right and wrong, a deeper feeling for the creation around us, a quiet mind. In many ways, being one with the spirit changes an individual and that individual's relationship to the world. And these qualities develop after self-realization with regular meditation, twice a day. Doesn't need to be a lot of time, 10 or 15 minutes, night and morning. It's not easy to help seekers who are sitting on their own listening to a podcast about meditation to gain thoughtless awareness, to gain mental silence by talk alone. I mean, I can talk a dictionary twice over, but I can't create the experience for you or in you. Listening to Srimataji Nirmala Devi, the founder of Sahaja Yoga, when she talks, can bring us to self-realization and to the right mood for meditation. And once the basics of meditation are known, understood and experienced, then gaining the mental silence, the joy of being one with the spirit, becomes simple. And the best way of learning and becoming confident about those basics is by, at some point, joining others who are making the same spiritual journey as you. As mentioned before, Sahaja Yoga holds programs all over the world. Look them up on the website. By attending a local program, you can share the experience with others and can see, as well as collectively feel, the way to gain and sustain meditation. So we encourage you to join others at a Sahaja Yoga public program sometime. They tend to be very pleasant occasions. Now, back to the spirit. It resides in the heart. And it is the reflection of God Almighty, of Lord Shiva, of Allah, of Yahweh, the great creator has many names. Here is an interesting way of thinking about humankind and our place in the divine scheme of things. Creatures evolve over millions of years. They all lived and live virtually by instinct. The earliest form approximating man was the same. Now consider the story of Adam and Eve. They, our precursors, survived almost entirely on instinct. But then they were offered free will, the ability to make choices. Now if that gift was offered, not by the sly serpent of the Old Testament of the Bible, but by a divine figure, something the early Gnostics believed, if that divine gift was accepted, then Adam and Eve would take a huge evolutionary step. They would consciously be able to make decisions, to evaluate, to choose. That gift offered a whole new way of life, separating mankind from the other animals. And if that gift was the gift of a divine, why was it given? Could it have been in the hope that mankind, of his own volition, would, not by instinct but by conscious choice, choose to acknowledge, embrace, and love their Creator? If so, and a great deal of modern thinking accepts this interpretation of spiritual evolution, then self-realization and meditation become a significant part of that ongoing evolution. Because now, for the first time in human history, self-realization can be granted and received en masse. The seeker, to make spiritual progress, no longer has to retreat into the mountains, divorce from society, become dedicated to austerity and penance. Self-realization can be gained by desire alone. And in the meditation that follows, we can become one with the Spirit, which allows us to sense more and more the wonder of God and choose to embrace His peace, love, and truth. Here is Shrimati Nirmala Devi. After talking about the physical, mental, and emotional aspects of human beings, and after talking about the beauty of the world around us, she speaks about the Spirit.
And last of all, the most important is your Spirit. Spirit that resides in your heart. All this beauty is only perceived when there is light in your spirit. Otherwise, you cannot see all this beauty. You cannot enjoy it. Spirit is the one which is the diamond which shines on this beautiful ring of your body, mind, and your emotions. That's the most important thing. That is to be achieved, to be absolutely absorbed into your being. That state should be achieved by all of you. But the growth, if the outside is not all right, then the inside cannot be carried by that weak outside. It's such a strong thing. Spiritual life is a very strong thing. It's so dynamic. It's so powerful. Sometimes, you know, it floods me completely. I mean, I have to control myself. The love just shoots off from the being and just I want to give it. But I wonder whether you'll be able to bear it. So I have to control it a little bit. That flood may not be born. So you have to enrich your outside to bear that inside beauty. And the more you enrich it, the more you make it strong, the more it will shine. It's so simultaneous. Because one must understand that spirit is love, is all intelligence, is all awareness. And it knows your problem. It slowly shines. It sees how far you can bear, how far you can go. Then, after realization, when you start looking after your outside, the inside starts shining by itself. But attention should be towards your spirit. All these outside qualities are so joy-giving to the spirit. You can't imagine. Try them. You will enjoy yourself. We have not been able to enjoy ourselves much. See? If we could, we would not shun the jails. I mean, I would be happy in a jail, I tell you, because I can enjoy myself there better. But the one thing is that you cannot enjoy yourself so much when you cannot share it with others also, isn't it? It becomes like that. Without sharing, you cannot enjoy yourself. And that's what should happen to all the Sahaja Yogis. At that level, you should come. We should be at that level. Try to keep your level that high is important. Sometimes you come down. You start criticizing others. Others are also not right. For example, somebody sees somebody filthy, dirty, something like that. The person who is filthy, dirty, of course, is something wrong with that person, no doubt. But that person should be pitied. At least he should be clean. I mean, that's the minimum of minimum. But instead of that, if you start criticizing that person, you also become filthy in your language, filthy in your mind and everything. So why? Leave it. Let that person improve by itself. See that he has to be clean, he has to be neat, he has to be sensible. This is to be seen by that person himself and not by you. Where is your attention? It's a habit in India. All the parents will ask the children when they are standing, where is your attention? He said, where is my attention? All right. But again he's standing there. Where is your attention? Again he'll be on the watch. Where is my attention? We have to look after our attention, that's all. Where is my attention? Is it on the spirit? Next time I'll tell you more about the spirit part. I hope you have understood how necessary it is to develop your inner being. In your mental being, egoistical nature is to be controlled very much. I've seen people who go from left to right, they become egoistical. Those who go from right to left, they become frightened. All these side movements must be brought to the center. You have to understand that from basics we have to rise higher.
Let's sit quietly for a few moments. Keep the attention at the top of the head. Sit comfortably. Hands palm upward on the lap. Eyes closed. Relax. Become one with the spirit. Enjoy thoughtless awareness. Thank you for listening. Till next time, your host, Brian Bell.